This is an executive summary of how to review a PPM, a deep dive, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The private placement memorandum is the single most important document in any private real estate or alternative investment, a DST, an opportunity zone fund, a private REIT, an oil and gas program. It is also long, dense, and written largely to protect the sponsor, which is exactly why so few investors actually read it well. But a PPM, read in the right order and with the right questions, will tell you nearly everything that matters: who you're trusting, what they're charging, how the deal is supposed to make money, what happens if it doesn't, and how you'll be taxed. This is a deep dive into how to review one, what every section means, the sequence to read them in, how to dig into the financials, and the key features: UBIT, tax treatment, qualified fund status, 721 eligibility, exit, timing, and cash flow, that decide whether the investment is sound. It is a framework, not advice. Always read the whole document and consult your own advisors. Reading a PPM is one step in a larger process we map out in our comprehensive Delaware Statutory Trust Primer. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.